Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Carly on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Tonight we are having Mr. Eden on. He's been on Feldenkrais, Santa Barbara, a lot of really good shows. And I just want to say before he comes on, because he's not here yet, So I do some calculating. I don't know why I do this, but I guess I was bored. And okay, so since we've been in this lockdown since March 23rd of 2020, from today is 312 days, oh, 10 months, 6 days exactly to the end date. And I've been 7 for 8 hours. Come on, that is crazy. Okay, I know I should never look down, but I did. And, you know, I'm not sorry that I looked down, but So, we are waiting on Richard, and let's see, next week we have a busy week, too, but you know what, we have nothing really going on. I mean, I'm still at the stay-at-home order, so, and you know what, people, I can't believe we are already in February already, and I just want to say, I am so sorry for the passing of Horace Leachman, but then you have Cicely Tyson in like a 24-hour period. All I gotta say, people, is please, please, please put Betty White in a bubble. We cannot lose Betty White. So we are waiting for Richard to come on. So I'm going to bring my host with me for a second. Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Yes. Tired. I don't know why. It's been raining all day and windy and it's freezing. But you guys know.
It's really cold here.
I'm jealous of you right now. I mean, I'm jealous of you in so many other ways, but the snow thing is like number one on my list right now because I really want it to snow. That's all I want. I don't care. I just want snow. And then it will have to force me to sit down and wash all my shows. So, like, you know, there's not really a force. It's still here right now, but if it snows, then I will have to. But, okay, I'm putting you back on hold. Listen,
okay.
This number popped up. Okay. So, you guys, welcome back to Daytime After Dark, one of our favorite guests, who's so nice. Always come by, and this is Richard Eden. He's been on Feldenkrais, Santa Barbara, so many great shows. So let's welcome him. Hi.
Hi. How are you, Carly? How's it going?
It's good until I looked how long Washington State stayed as a home mother. I calculated it, and I should never calculate it with it. I should never even typed in because I looked, and it's like 312 days. I was curious. I was too curious for my own good. But we haven't had you on, I don't think, sometimes I don't know what day is, but I don't think we've had you on since the road went crazy, or have we? See,
I don't remember, maybe it was about 6 months ago or more, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and so how did you do with the stay-at-home order? And were you bored?
You know, it's been a little, sometimes it's a little crazy, but being writers. I'm a screenwriter along with my wife, so we've been busy with a television series developing and a horror film we finished. So
writing
has really helped a lot. Yeah, yeah, we have a TV series. I may have mentioned it last time, that's going out to, you know, television stars now. It's called Montmartre. It's a Montmartre. It's about the painters at the turn of the century in Paris. And it's a, you know, kind of a real raucous kind of intense drama, good soap opera. And then we just finished a horror film that's kind of a supernatural crime thriller that is set in Toronto. And both are period pieces. And one's in 1973 and the other one's 1906. So I guess we sure like our period pieces, you know.
Well, okay, but is this the kind of TV show that colleagues should not see at 2 a.m.? Because my mistake lately is, like, I saw The Hand That Rocked the Cradle one night at 2 a.m. I know, that was a bad idea. Yeah, I know.
That was a bad idea,
so,
huh?
Yeah, it was a bad idea after idea because I was dreaming about it.
Right, of course.
So is it kind of that scary? Or could I watch it at 2 o'clock in the morning and be okay and not wanting to put...
No, probably not. It's not really a horror film. It's a supernatural based on a true story. It's inspired by true events, and it happens in Toronto, Canada, 1973. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So it's a supernatural crime thriller where a family has to move back into an apartment building after kind of a bad investment. They lost their house. They moved back into an apartment building where her pal named George, his sister is the superintendent, and they kind of conduct kind of seances in the basement for people that have lost loved ones. And it's kind of almost on a professional level. And eventually George goes down there because he wants to get something to eat and sees someone in the chair instead of the medium, which is a girl. He sees a young boy, and that leads to the mystery of who this young boy is that keeps building this hauntingness to him, and it finally leads to a big climax in a cabin on the frozen lake in the winter, you know, where he discovers who this boy was, and the boy was murdered, and turns out it was his co-worker's wife that had done it. And it's this mystery, so it's this crime thriller, supernatural, called The Grayson. So that's what we're be going out with.
I cannot wait. I know David will probably be wanting to have that show by now. You know, but that's really cool. I mean, you know, I finally cleaned my closet, which was actually a good thing because, you know, it looked like a tornado. So, you know.
That's
you know,
funny.
Like I had no more excuses. I mean, it looked really
How
bad.
Are you and David doing? How are you guys doing?
I mean, see, either we are still in the stay-at-home order.
Right.
But we are at phase two. But this is the first time we've ever been on phase two. But now they said yesterday that there's another mutation. Virus. And once again, Washington State was the first people to get it. So I'm like, we are never going to get out of this mess. I mean, I want to go on vacation so bad with it, but it's not safe. And I already got my first vaccine. So when you do.
Oh, you did?
Well, yeah, my doctor made me.
Good for you. You got the vaccine.
Well,
that's great.
So, but I just want to say, if you don't like needed wizard, it's not that bad. You know, just look away when they are giving you the shot. And make sure it's not in your favorite arm that you do everything with, because the next morning you will wake up in so much pain on the arm. Well, they put the
right.
And you might wake up with you know, feeling like hot and cold for 24 hours. I did anyway. So, yeah.
Okay. So you got your first shot, but you haven't got your second one yet, right?
No, I do that on the 14th. It's like in my crazy mind, that is funny because Valentine's Day I have to go get a shot. So 20 days that they are doing this, so which is fine. But, yeah, and I was bored. Well, I've been bored a lot. But I found a lot of clips of you on Falcon Crest. See,
yes.
The thing was, Dallas and Falcon Crest, I believe, back then was like one after, no, it was on another night. Falcon Crest was on Thursday night. That's why. So I had picked between Falcon Crest and L.A. Law, and, well, L.A. Law kind of won because I love
good
Law
television
stuff.
Shows. There were good lineups back then, weren't there?
Yeah,
Falcon Crest.
I just remember. People think I'm crazy with it, but I remember the whole TV lineup from 30 years ago. They look at me like I'm nuts. So, I remember, all the lineups both nighttime and, yeah, but I was watching some on YouTube, and you were so good on there. And
that's very nice of you. Thank you.
You know, I don't know, Falcon Crest was, I believe, a spinoff of Dallas. I believe I might on that.
It was a spinoff of Dallas. Yes,
okay.
It was.
So, yeah, so I was watching that, and, I was also, watching Santa Barbara, a little of that, because you can find anything on YouTube right now, which is fun for me, it's just, finding things, and my brother saw you in RoboCop, and
RoboCop.
Yeah. He goes, wait, you're having him on the show. I go, yeah, I'm friends with him. And he goes, okay, Miss. Yeah, my brother calls me Miss Hollywood now because I have so many actors coming on. They go, who don't you get? I'm like, hey, I haven't got Brad Pitt on here yet, and that would be a cool interview actually. But
I'll get Brad. Yeah, call his people.
Yeah,
get on.
Yeah, and I know this is a limited interview. If it wasn't, I would talk to you all night. But since we have a new host, Nadia is with us now. Maggie is all sick. And David and Bobby are both here, so I will bring on. David, but from now on, Nadia does the booking. So I will make sure you two will connect. She will have your information. And let's see, David, I don't know. Okay, one of them. Hey, David.
How are you doing?
Hey, how are you, David? How are you? How are you feeling? How are things doing?
I'm doing good down here in Florida. Well, it's warm, sweat, but I'm doing good. There's a COVID going crazy.
Yeah.
So,
I'm doing good. How's the weather in Florida? How are you guys doing?
Well, it's hot down here in the daytime, but it's cool at night.
We're pretty cold here today, but California. But,
it's good
to hear from
Florida.
You're doing well? Everything's all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm doing well. It's going crazy. Staying home, watch TV, watch movies, and stuff. So I'm doing very well.
That's great.
I can't wait to see your movie that come out. Yeah, I'm a big horror fan. I love horror movies.
Do you? Well, you're gonna like this one. Yeah, this one's good. It's very. It's actually a more of a sophisticated supernatural because it's very real and. So it's not like just people screaming or things, but it's a good crime thriller, supernatural called The Grayson, and hasn't been made yet because we just finished everything. But and I'm sure we'll next time we have an interview, we'll have some good positive news about it. You know.
Awesome. Can't wait to see it. Do you have a favorite go-to movie to watch over and over again?
Oh my God, please. There's so many go-to movies. Sure. Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of them. I don't even know which ones where to start on them, but I know my wife always goes to Apollo 13. Is it Apollo 13? I think she likes that.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I mean, I watch that one. In the horror genre, and I don't do a lot of horror, but I do really like, once in a while, I have to see the movie The Zodiac again. I thought that was a terrific horror film.
Yeah, it's a good movie, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, there's many. Mm-hmm. I like old ones. I like new ones. Now it's more TV series that I'm watching. I enjoyed the Queen's Gambit. That's a very good series. Yeah, you know, I try to catch up on them, and I'm then going to be doing a comedy television show. So I've been watching some comedies like, you know, Schitt's Creek and things like that. But I'm surprised that, you know, there's just so much out there to watch. It's hard to watch it.
Yeah.
Everything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm a big Alfred Hitchcock fan. Though I see, like, I've seen all the movie Alfred Hitchcock. I think Psycho is my favorite movie. Psycho. I don't know, I think I'd be proud of him, yeah, man. I'll take that out.
Okay.
Now that. Well, thanks for answering my question. Thanks for coming on, and you know you're welcome back anytime.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for having me on, and I'll keep you guys posted and reach out to me anytime you can, and hello to everybody that's listening.
Of course. Of course.
Well, I love you guys. Have yourself a great evening, and if when I have something, I'll give David a holler.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Hold on. I'm gonna bring on Bobby.
Okay.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, you was on Santa Barbara years ago. Did you work with Nancy Legrand, who is now Alexa on General Hospital back then?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we saw each other every day in Burbank and Studio 11. Sure.
Yeah. Because I know you was on there, and then there was a young Melissa Reed who was on dates for a while until COVID made her unable to go back and forth from Tennessee to California back. That was on the show years ago.
Hmm. Yes.
I don't know if you...
I vaguely remember. You're talking a few years ago now. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know that Marcy Walker was on there before she went over to All My Children.
I think she came from All My Children to Santa Barbara. Why? Did she go back at some point to All My Children?
I don't know. I don't know. But I think after it ended, she returned back. But I didn't watch
did
All My
that?
Children until at least 2001.
Right.
So,
yeah. A few months ago, me and Nick Coster from Santa Barbara, and we finally had a reunion together on his boat in Marina Del Rey. So that was really wonderful. And, so it's good to see Nick Coster from it. And I've spoken a few times just on Facebook, you know, with Cruz Castillo, you know, with A. Martinez. So that's about it. I haven't really spoken to anybody from Santa Barbara in a while.
Yeah, I know A. Martinez was on Days for a brief time, and I know him very well.
Oh,
but,
good.
But if you do talk to A. again, just remind him that his yearly Daytime After Dark suck up is, coming up. So, yeah. We have A around
here. You got an interview with you coming up? Okay.
Well, no, I mean, it would be cool getting you and Abe on the same show. I mean, it would be cool.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah.
Just tell.
You know, because, wait,
get A. Martinez and me on at the same time. That would be good. We would have good stories together.
Yeah, idea. Okay, you said
but
you just
that is
really
all, and I'll just Nadia come on and ask you questions. And
okay, all right.
Okay, but no, you gave me a crazy idea, and maybe you shouldn't have, but you know what? You just said you had the reunion. So if you want to reach out to anyone from Santa Barbara and let them know about All Silvered, we would love to interview them. We would love it.
Yeah,
so
maybe reach out to Nick, A. Martinez.
Yeah.
I will come on. We'll get all of us on. Sure.
Okay, thank you. And I'm bringing my psychic on, Nadia.
Uh-huh.
My
Hi, Richard.
Hand, hey,
hi, Nadia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Cold out here, but we're okay.
Cold. It's cold over here in Boston, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're in Boston. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Yeah, you got like, some chilling going on there. I imagine you got your snow, you got your wind and all that yet?
Oh, yeah. And we had we're supposed to be getting another nor'easter on Monday. It's Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Another nor'easter. Oh, boy.
Oh,
yeah, so
it's like,
I have nothing to complain about.
You don't get that. You're lucky.
No, we don't get that much. Boston, I've never been to Boston. I've always wanted to go.
You should come once COVID's all over.
Yeah, I know. Once we can all travel and do all kinds of stuff, that'd be really cool to see Boston.
Exactly. That'd be awesome.
Wow, so everybody's all over the country on this show, huh? Everybody's there.
Yes. Yes, Florida, Seattle.
Wow. I always love this show. You guys are just satellite.
Yeah, I love us all. You know,
I know. Everybody from all... All we need is now somebody from another country on it, and we'll be rocking and rolling. Yeah.
I know, exactly.
So how's the show been going? Everybody been doing okay? You getting guests, stars, soap
yes.
stars, TV stars?
Oh,
yeah.
We
have a whole bunch
coming
up in February.
In February. You know, we never turn down an interview. We never turn it down. So, if you have anyone in mind, let us know. And did you have any more questions for Nadia?
Yes, I just have one question. So, how did you decide to become an actor? Like, what made you start your career?
Oh, that's an interesting question. What made me start my career? Well, I'll tell you, that's a good question. Gosh, you're talking to me. Yeah, that's a stumper, right? It's not like I woke up one day and said, "Let's do it." I was in Toronto at the time, and I guess it was always in the back of my mind. And I forgot how it was. I attended an improv class, just as an auditor, you know, kind of like watching it, and I really enjoyed it. And then joined the class a few weeks later, and then that led to some other little acting classes. You know, I just sort of kept trying on the side. It wasn't like I went to college and graduated in theater, because that wasn't going to be my plan. I actually started off as a musician, but and it kind of one led to the other, and then all of a sudden I got a audition for, at the time, with a company called Toronto Truck, and they were an ensemble theater company, but they were doing Barefoot in the Park, and I got the part of Paul Bratter, which would have been the Robert Redford role in the movie, the comedy by Neil Simon. And I just fell, you know, the theater bug hit, and then after that I got to play Stanley Kowalski in A Streetcar Named Desire, and I was like 22, 23, whatever it was. And then I stopped one day and said, okay, that was kind of fun, and I remember having lunch with my older brother, who's no longer with us, and I said to him, I don't know what to do about this. What do you think, you know? He goes, well, you're pretty good at it. If you don't give it a try, you'll regret it. That was pretty much decided over a cup of coffee, you know. So I went to New York and went to Off-Broadway, and then after that it was L.A. and then Santa Barbara and so on. So it was kind of like... It wasn't a definite decision. It was just sort of happened slowly and then happened rather quickly. And then next thing I know, I was really into it as an actor. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it wasn't necessarily planned. I think I grew up on those kind of films that I liked, you know, like the old ones. There's a lot in the 70s. I was a big Robert Redford fan, and I watched those movies, and because those days you went to the movies constantly in the 70s, they're very character-driven movies, and that already started to kind of churn in me this idea of doing acting of depth and that kind of thing. So I became fascinated by the craft of it. I think that's what it is. I like things that are technical and craft oriented. So I was fascinated. What the heck is this acting stuff? You know. Even when I was on Santa Barbara, I would sometimes go watch the other actors just do their scenes, because I was still, here I am on the show, and I would watch them as if I were a student. So it was always a fascination with that, yeah.
That's awesome.
So there it is. And yes. Somebody hired me one day, and they said, do you want to get paid doing this? And I said, okay, sounds like a good deal.
Sure. Why not,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 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 You know, so the first thing they do is they have you take your shirt off because it's a soap opera, right? Thank God I was
exactly,
in shape in those
right?
days. I said, oh, so this is what it's all about. Yeah, it's us. We're just going to have you take your shirt off here. Okay. You know, okay, fine. You know, it's like that movie Soap, you know, there's always somebody auditioning with the shirt off, you know. But
yeah,
Santa Barbara
exactly.
had more depth and power than that. So it was kind of new for me.
Oh, wow.
I'd never done television before, so it was quite a unique experience. And, again, when you're around people like Nick Koster and A. Martinez and, you know, Robin Wright, who was with really new, too, but these are big mm-hmm. talents. So we happened to be in a stable of actors that were really, really good, you know.
Right.
So.
And now, you said you worked with Nancy Lee Grant as well?
You know, somebody asked me that a minute ago. I remember doing occasionally a scene with her. She was mostly with Mason, I think, you know.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we knew each other every day. We would see each other whenever mm-hmm. we worked. It was hello, hello, hello. But, no, I don't remember. If I had scenes with her, it would have been fairly short. I was more of the, you know, I was Brick Wallace, so I was part of the blue-collar world. She was more of the upper crust of Santa Barbara, you know. So
right.
we didn't really have scenes together, but I enjoyed her. She seemed like a nice person, but
yeah.
hell of an actress. But I don't remember. Maybe she does. You have to ask her. I don't remember necessarily acting with her too much.
Yeah, I'll ask her tomorrow because I'm Zooming with her tomorrow night. So.
Oh, are you? I always liked
yeah.
her. She I do remember one thing about her. You could tell her. She has a great sense of humor.
Yeah,
and,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was very witty and. You know, as everybody was. And so, because, you know, when you have long days on a show, you need to have a little humor. But I always enjoyed her work, and she was quite good at it, and obviously very successful soap opera star to this day. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you very much. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah, nice talking
and
to you, and stay warm in Boston.
I will.
Listen, was Nancy Lee Grom able to make the reunion in when you guys did the Santa Barbara reunion, or was it mostly the guys that went?
I don't think I understand the question. When I was on Santa
okay,
Barbara, maybe
you know,
run that by me again.
When you went to the Santa Barbara reunion a couple of months ago, was it this some of the guys that went there, or was it everyone?
Oh, no. The reunion, no. I didn't go to a Santa Barbara reunion. What happened was we were on Facebook, and I said something on Nick's post, and his wife contacted me and said, you know, you two need to get together. We were only half an hour away from each other. He's down in the marina, and then we finally went down, had dinner together, my wife and his wife, and on his boat, and it was incredible. And we posted, I think she posted a little video on Facebook. Yeah, so it was me and Nick Koster was the entire reunion, if you want to call it that, you know. It was just
okay,
the two of us. It was just the two of us and our wives.
Well,
but it wasn't a Santa Barbara reunion. I was never on one of those boats.
You
or
know
anything.
What? Yeah, people, come on. Let's do a Santa Barbara reunion on Daytime After Dark. Get
well, then that's what you guys need to do. Yeah. You need to get out to get A. Martinez on. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
because there are so many good, talented people from there.
Well, you got Nancy Grani. There's a few of us still around. Maybe get us all on the same time. How's that?
Yeah. Okay, we are going to work on that, but thank you so much.
Well, good.
For
well, great.
On.
Well, listen, fantastic
and,
talking to you guys. I'll keep you posted on.
Let us know when the movie comes out.
I will let you know when the movies come out. Absolutely. Love you all. Have a great night.
You
thank
too.
You for having me on.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Oh, okay. Thank you for reminding me.
You didn't hang up on all of us. That would have been funny.
No, you know, I would never hang up on you. But no,
no,
I know. Something else, like, my brain works when people start talking, okay? And I was trying to, you know, maybe get Nancy Lee Grom that way. But
I know.
Remember,
cry.
Yeah, And Natalia, just remember when we are interviewing, my brain works overdrive. From now on, that's why when Wally said the mole thing, my mind went to another level of holy shit kind of thing, like our dream could happen. So that's what people have to understand in mind. Monique Bernard has been our dream guest. Especially for Maggie. And if we could do this for Maggie, I would be on cloud nine. And I just want to say I'm excited about Monday. Is it Monday? Is it Monday?
February 2nd?
I'm so confused about my
Tuesday.
Life. Right. I am so confused about my life right now.
February 2nd. Hold on, I'll pull it up.
Well, I know. I can do.
February 2nd, Eric Mothball.
The 2nd, you're right. Okay, the 2nd. Okay, next week we have the 2nd. Hold on. The 2nd.
Eric Mothball. Brady.
Eric Mothball.
Yeah. The 2nd, the 3rd, the 4th. Wait, do it one way. We have 2 people on the 3rd, right?
Yes, we have 2 people on the 3rd.
Okay. And then
have Leslie Charleston on the 4th.
And then we have 2 people on the 4th.
No, we only have 1 person on the 4th.
Okay, 1 person on the 4th. And then we have...
Yep.
David, I won't say it, but we have one David, you know, whatever.
Andrew Evans.
We have the
Matthew Price.
I was not going to out you, little cross. I mean, I could. I totally could, but I'm working on being a nicer person. But, you know, that comes and goes. So, you know.
You want me to announce the schedule?
Yeah. It would be nice to find out who we got and when.
And
for
so,
next
I do have
I'm
a question for everyone.
I just finished
before
it.
We go,
I just
after a long week of interviews. So, what is everyone doing this weekend? And I'm going to start with David.
Go and catch up on my shows. The church is Sunday. And catch up on my shows.
Okay, what about you, Bob?
Probably about the same thing. I'm probably going to watch church online.
What about you, Nan?
So, for tomorrow, I have my first acting class with Mark Teshna.
I'm so happy for you on that.
Thank you. And then... tomorrow night, I have a Zoom with Nancy LeGrand. And then on Sunday, I have a Zoom with Rial Andrews and Jeff Kober.
Okay. You know what?
Thanks.
I want Jeff Kober on the show so bad. On that, I would love that. And, okay, and you guys, I'm trying to remember. Okay, so, you know, every year they have the AFC and the NFC football games, right?
The
okay.
Super Bowl is next week, the 7th.
No, they canceled it, you guys.
That was the Pro Bowl.
What?
That was the Pro Bowl. That was supposed to be this weekend.
Yeah, the Pro Bowl. I'm sorry. The Pro Bowl was canceled. But pissing me off because some of my guys were really going to be there. And, I mean, and before we go, I also want to say breaking news that it looks like we are going to be getting more money. Coming in, hopefully next week. You know, I mean, the Democrats finally have control. thank God. And then, and also they just closed down for this year. I got a text before we went on that they just canceled, okay, what did they cancel? I just wanted, now my mind's like going poop on me. Wrong mood. But, so they just canceled Nutella, and Coachella, the music thing, and they also just canceled Stagecoach. So the thing is, I don't think we are going to see the Oscars like no more either. What does everyone think?
I understand, because I think I got the same message.
Yeah, so I don't think we are going to see the Oscars, you guys. You know, just my feeling, I could be wrong.
They don't watch anyway. That's somebody who I want to see win. It's about that when Ray won, like 90.
What am I doing this weekend? I'm crawling in my bed. I'm hiding under the covers. And I'm kissing everyone so that I'm hiding. But I just want to say, for Seattle people, our governor to announce adjustment to public health. We allow some reopenings. They are looking for a little bit more opening. So basically it says right now there are two healthy blueprints in Washington. In Washington, in the ordered new restrictions to be extended. So, but to limit restaurants and bars. So, you know, I feel like we are never going to get out of this here. And, Seattle Mayor called on state to ban special vaccination to donors and high people. So I don't know what that meant. But, yeah, I'm going to relax this weekend. I'm so excited for our next show. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I will be thinking Nadia right now on him because that's all I can say. When I see him on TV, I look at him, and I keep looking at him. So, yes. And everyone, check out our new banner on Twitter and Facebook. And remember, contact me or Nadia for booking. And have a great weekend, you guys.
Yes, you too.
Okay,
bye.
All right, bye.
Bye, Bobby.